先念诵心经，就是可以在那个小的法本里面看到 Echo too strong 心经第三页，然后我们再念功德本诵。般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎得嘎得，帕拉嘎得，帕拉桑嘎得，摩地苏哈。现在我们念功德本颂。英文的功德本颂应该是在红色的法本137面。功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止，是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念死，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知即大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察，诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习熟胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种界，不屈羞耻不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，遂令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续不精要及二次地心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修思作瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿， 并愿内外障碍尽平息，唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。Hello.
as usual, suppose we do short meditation, so sitting in correct meditation posture, and try to keep your back straight.
和往常一样，我们先来做一个短暂的共修，我们先调整我们自己的坐姿。最重要的是我们的背要挺直。
Then after that, then you do the breathing meditation. So breathe in and out. Then focus your mind on the breath for a few minutes.
然后呢，我们就做呼吸观，呼出吸入，将我们的心呢原念于呼吸之中。然后这样的观呼吸几分钟。
Okay, then visualize Buddha Shakyamuni in front of us, clear as possible, no, made of light, lively.
这时呢，我们可以观想在前方的虚空，本师释迦牟尼佛相好光明，他也是个越清晰越好，他的身体呢是光组合的。
So then, next we recite the Buddha Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. So then, while you're reciting, and then, as I mentioned before, do 3 meditation. Now, first one is, you know, visualizing, making prostration to Buddha Shakyamuni. Then, after that, visualize numberless of offering, then making offering to Buddha Shakyamuni. So the third one, the nectar flow from the Buddha Shakyamuni, flow out, then enter yourself and other sentient beings, then purified all our physical pain, the mental suffering, the cause of the suffering are totally purified, so you can visualize that. Now, while you're chanting, like the 3 meditation is possible, it's combined together.
这样的观想的时候呢，我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒七次，在念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的佛咒的时候呢，我们也可以这样观想，就是上次上师有讲过的。第一呢，在念诵这个咒语的时候呢，我们也观想我们顶礼本师释迦牟尼佛。顶礼过后呢，我们可以做广大的供养本师释迦牟尼佛所有的美好的供品。然后呢，接着我们也可以观想呢，从本师释迦牟尼佛的身体呢放出大光明，并降下甘露。这个甘露呢进入我们的身体，还有我们所观想的围绕在我们身旁的所有的一切众生，这甘露呢净化了我们所有的身体心理上所有的障碍，所感受到的痛苦，我们就这样的一起共修。
Okay, with clear visualization possible like that, yeah.
我们这样观修的时候呢，我们观想的越清晰越好。
Also, it's mentioned there, you know, what call when you do prostration. You know, you can imagine how many rebirth we have taken in the past. You know, this countless rebirth, we have taken in different rebirth in the past. Then of course, again, you think about future, we are going to take countless rebirth. You know, so then remember, think that all the rebirth going to take in future, then think that all the rebirth you have taken in the past. So it is numberless, you know. So all this rebirth now, the form of human being. Imagine that all this form of human being. Then when you recite Buddha Shakyamuni mantra, then same time, visualize this everyone reciting same time and making prostration to Buddha Shakyamuni. So like that, so you can visualize like that, you know. When you do offering also, you can visualize like that.
当我们在做这个顶礼的时候，观想的顶礼的时候呢，我们可以观想呢，我们过去生呢已经受生无数次，这一生过后呢，未来生呢，我们将会受生无数无量次。这样我们可以观想，我们现在的这一生这个身体，还有过去的无量身，还有未来要受的无量身的身体呢，我们将如是向本师释迦牟尼佛顶礼。也不只是我们所观想的众生呢，无量无边的众生呢，他们的过去的无量无边的生，现在生，还有未来无量无边的生呢，一起向本师释迦牟尼佛顶礼。所以我们在念本师释迦牟尼佛的名号的时候呢，我们用这样的观想法向本师顶礼。同样的，当我们做的供养的时候呢，我们也可以用这个方法呢做供养，观想供养。提阿塔唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈塔雅塔唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈塔雅塔唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶塔雅塔唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈塔雅塔唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶塔雅塔唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈塔雅塔唵牟尼牟尼玛哈
feel the joy and happy in the mind, able to do this practice.
如实观想之后呢，我们做了这样的观想呢，我们要从心里呢感到喜悦。
야다카레나다
请出关
请出关One question, if you have, start with question.
所以大家有没有问题？先发问一个问题吧。有谁有问题的？来，有谁有问题的？有谁有问题要问？不是你有问题。
No question.
全部没有问题。安迪亚妞有问题。
only one, 哈。
只能问你一道问题哦。
林伯切啊，现在我们要学三颗三这个中士道了啊，下士道没有了嘛？中士道那是不是修解脱？怎么样修解脱轮回？
对呀。
修解脱轮回。
所以你的问题是什么？
怎么样修解脱轮回？现在是要
啊，对对，等一下会讲。所以这个不是问题，
这不是问题啊。那他的解脱轮回之因呢？修解脱轮回之因，他的因在哪里？
等一下会讲。
那我另外一个啊，就是说我听人家说是不是修那个戒定慧啊，可以去除贪嗔痴啊，戒定慧可以去除贪嗔痴是吗？
对，
是哦。
所以你的问题是？
就是这个。我要知道。
Rinpoche, her questions.It's asking, now we have completed a small scope, so we are moving to a medium scope. So, what is the cause for liberation from samsara? Then she's also asking about the three higher trainings. The three higher training is said to be able to remove or eradicate the three poisons. So I think her question is, how is it so?
Okay,
帮你问了。
The answer is there. What she asking is, the foundation, good quality. Seeking samsaric pleasure is the door of all suffering. they are uncertain and cannot be relied upon. Recognizing this shortcoming, please bless me to generate the strong wish for the bliss of liberation. You know.
你的答案就在功德本颂的第五个偈颂，第五个偈颂，你讲那个解脱的因，就首先要思维世间圆满诸过众苦门，啊，然后呢，这个世间的圆满是不可以依赖的，然后第二点是他的享受是不厌足的，你永远也不会满足的。所以如果你认识到这一点，你就能够勇猛精进的去修，去追逐解脱的乐趣。因为你了解了这一点，所以你就跟所有的传承祖师祈请，唯愿加持令我先认清。这是英文的啦，我根据英文的翻译的方法来讲，华文我们是颠倒过来的，我们是唯愿加持先我认清，那认清什么？
So like that, then continue that, then lead by this pure thought, mindfulness, alertness, and the great caution arises. The root of the teaching is keeping the body moksha bow. Please bless me to accomplish this essential practice.
所以呢，如果你能够这样去思维的话呢，你的清净心呢就会升起来，所以就第六个偈颂，由彼清净心令所引发。如果你前面第五偈颂做得好，它就能引发，就升起这个清净的心。这清净的心呢，就指的就是解脱，希求解脱的心。在你有希求解脱的心，你就会有正念、正知及大不放逸。哦，这些你全部呢，就会用你的正念正知呢，把你的不放逸呢去除掉，然后你就专心的去修，主修教法，根本别解脱。这个最重要的、最重要修行的，就是我们的别解脱戒，就是我们要守戒。如果是，所以呢，因为你了解到这一点，所以你就跟传承祖师祈请，所以你讲唯愿加持，令我善巧用。这第六个偈颂的意思
啊 ，OK， answer is that's all，
所以答案就在里面。She says she still don't understand. She just read it like this. 很正常的了啊啊，要不然刚才我们每个人读了，我们都解脱了。一种觉悟了。She says she don't understand, but just by reading it, I say that is very normal. If just by reading it, everybody can get liberation, then just now when everyone read this.All of us will be liberated, but we are still here.
Yeah. Okay, so you know, I'll go through that, yeah, slowly, yeah.
所以等一下呢，上师会慢慢的解释，啊
，yeah. So, last class I was talking about, you know, of course, in daily life, because of our mind not subdued, because of that, so many different the negative emotion arises in the mind. Then due to that, so then, lot of negative action, you know, like, you can say like,physically, verbally, mentally, many action come out. then due to that, so is harm oneself. Not only that, also harm many other, you know. So like that. So in daily life, so we live like that, you know. You look carefully, deeply, you know, how we live most of the time in the with that kind of life, you know.
所以呢，上一堂课或者其他堂课呢，上师有开示，其实讲这些东西，都是从我们的日常生活中开始讲，因为呢，我们的心呢没有调伏，所以呢，我们在日常生活中呢会产生各种各样的烦恼，这样产生这种各种各样的烦恼的时候呢，它就会引发，就是。 使我们呢，通过我们的身体啊，我们嘴巴上讲的话，或者我们脑子里想的东西啊，从我们的身口意呢，去造作各种各样的恶业。这些恶业呢，一旦造成的话呢，它不只是伤害到其他的众生，更重要一点就是它会伤害回我们自己。这样，我们通常都不会这样的去细心的去观察，那我们就这样的生活着，我们就是这样了，我们就这样过活到现在。
So because of that, you know, I mean, even this life, you know, when our mind is not subdued, not peaceful, lot of negative emotion. You know, don't talk about future life. You know, just think about this life, you know. So much disturbance, you know, in our mind. Not only that, you know, you look carefully, they disturb other also because of that. The energy of negative emotion, you know. Not only disturb yourself, able to disturb others too, you know.
所以呢，因为我们的心呢，从来都没有调伏过，所以我们的心呢是很不平和的。很不平和就是说，我们的心其实是有很多，内心里面有很多很多的烦恼，所以这一生都已经有很多烦恼了，你更不能想象未来生它会是什么样子的。 这一生的很多很多各种各样的烦恼呢，不止呢使我们感到很烦很烦，同时呢也会去烦到其他的众生，所以它是一种很负面的能量，是一种很不好的能量。So
first must understand that, you know, how much that disturbs our mind, and also recognize that. How that disturb other, you know. So must fully understand that. You know?
所以呢，我们要首先要完完全全的明白，我们的心呢的烦恼，不只是使我们的自己感到不平和，它也会去干扰到我们周围其他的众生。 所以对这一点呢，我们要清清楚楚的、完完全全的明了。
So not only, of course, you know, deeply, of course, because of that, because of so much disturbance or negative emotion in the mind, then of course, I'm just talking about this life, you know, even this present life, this body, you know, that get affected by that, you know, less healthy, more sickness, physically, you know, like that.
所以这一生呢，因为我们的烦恼呢，这样不断。 断的这样升起，所以呢，我们就这样让我们的烦恼呢控制着我们的心了。所以它对我们的生理、我们的身体也有产生很大的影响。比如说呢，因为我们的心很烦的缘故，所以呢，我们的健康呢也不是很好，我们呢也会时常生病。所以不只是心理上，它对我们的生理上呢也有影响。
So like that. So now the big question there, you know, whether this able to remove, you know, able to remove the negative emotion from your mind, you know, should ask question oneself. You know, very strong negative emotion arise. you recognize that disturb your mind, disturb other. You know, only then also is harm physically, you know.After that, recognizing that, then the big question is that whether it's able to remove this negative emotion or not, you know.
所以刚才我们已经分析了，它会对我们本身呢、我们的生理还有自身产生这样大的影响。这样我们就可以问了，我们该这样的去问自己，这样这个烦恼呢，我们内心的这种烦恼呢，能够完全断除吗？是不是有这样的可能啊？尤其当我们的炽烈的烦恼升起的时候，它很炽烈很强 的烦恼升起的时候呢，它不只是干扰到我们自己心理和生理上，它也会干扰到其他的众生。所以它造成的伤害呢，不只是我们自己本身心理生理上的伤害，为造成其他众生生理心理上的伤害。像我们有一个很迫切的问题，一个很大的问题，就要问的是，这样的烦恼到底能不能完完全全的断除？
Of course, we know all these things. I mean, but sit down and question, you know, oneself. That's the meditation, you know. First, understand that, you know, this negative emotion harm.Oneself and other. Fully understand that. Then after the second investigation or meditation, I could say that whether it is able to remove or not. You know, sit down and get the correct answer in your mind.
所以呢，这些东西其实呢，我们都知道的，哦，每个人都知道。可是呢，我们有没有好好的坐下来、静下来想一想，问自己？如果我们能够真的坐下来问自己的，这就是我们修行的开始，就是我们的修行了。这我们可以去思维，这样的烦恼，这样的烦恼的状态呢，不只是伤害到我们自己，也伤害到其他的众生。这是首先我们要能够明白的，然后我们应该进一步的去思维啊，去寻思啊，到底呢这个烦恼能不能真的能不能去断除呢？有没有这样的可能？然后我们就循着这样的思路呢啊，去分析、去思维，然后给自己找出一个正确的答案。
So, I mean, very simple way to understand what is samsara, you know. As she was asking question, so very simple way, what is samsara? So, very simple way to understand, you know. Because when you have this strong negative emotion in the mind, you know, how much that if harm your mind,body and other, you know, harmless effect there, negative effects there. So understand that. So one should understand that. So that means samsara, you know, you don't feel happy. So that means that is the samsara, you know.
所以呢，很简单的，这就是说就是轮回，就是我们要明白什么是轮回，而这一点呢，我们必须很清楚。就当我们的心里呢烦恼不断的升起的时候，那烦恼升起的时候，我们也可以看到呢，这个烦恼呢会伤害到我们的身体、我们的心理， 所以它对我们的身心呢会造成一定的伤害，所以它对我们是有影响的，它是有一定的破坏力的。所以呢，这样的烦恼生息呢，这样的破坏力呢，我们在那边不间断的一直不间断的产生啊，这就是就使我们感到不开心，这就是我们讲的轮回。
So like that, then one is recognized. Then, of course, again, question whether you want to live that kind of state forever or not. Again, you know, you like that, you want to stay there forever, or possible to get out from that state, you know, whether possible or not, whether you like to stay there or not forever, continually like that, you want or not. You know, I mean, this is really, really big question, you know.You want to change your life, happy life, then you must ask question. You are happy to live like that, then that's okay, you know. Can't get out from there. You think it's not good, I must get out from this state. You must have a strong wish there, you know. Must feel that first, you know, then a strong wish to get out from this, you know.
所以你必须问一下你自己啊，就是你是不断的这样用烦恼给烦恼牵着你的鼻子走，这样呢，你喜欢重复这样的错误吗？因为这是一种错误，你都不感到不开心，这样你要永永远远的这样不开心的活下去吗？你喜欢这样吗？如果你不喜欢的话，你要问一下你自己，有没有可能我从这样的状态中呢完完全全的跳出来，我们就讲解脱了，有没有可能这样解脱出来？还是我要永远都这样的活下去，这样的不开心，这样的烦恼不断的一个接一个，这是一个很大的问题啊！这个我们自己要问自己的生命中的一个大问题，我们要不要做出改变，让自己呢可以生活得更开心？当然有些人讲，哎呀，反正都已经这样了，我这样下去我是可以的，我是很开心的，是 OK 的。有人认为，哎，这样是可以的，然后这样你就继续这样下去。可是呢，如果你如果这样继续下去，你就永远不能跳出这个轮回了，就永远这样下活下去了。如果你自己想一想，我不要这样的生活，我不要这样的活下去的话，你觉得，诶，这其实是很不健康、很不好的，这样你就会产生一种强烈的欲望，有这个强烈欲望，想要从这一切烦恼中完完全全的跳出来、解脱出来，你会产生这个强烈的这种希求心，从这个轮回中强烈希求心解脱出来。这样你一定啊，如果你觉得你一定要解脱出来的话，这样你才会有希望。
So, I mean, this very, very good meditation, you know, the best meditation, you know, the thing like that, you know, really, you know. So this is very, very helpful, you know.
所以呢，上师说这是很好的修法，这是最好的思维修。为什么呢？因为这样的去想，这样去分析的话呢，对我们有很大的帮助。
So, but again, of course, you have to see some kind of possibility there, you know, like.When you are not so much negative emotion, or not so attached, you know, not like too attached, too much anger, you know, you are not so much, when you don't have so much this negative emotion in your mind, in your life, you know, very happy life, happy moment, you know, not all the time we have this, but sometimes could be happy, you know, happy moment. So, when you think about that, you know, that moment, you know, when you're happy moment, your mind is very happy, you know, then you are, what to call, your speech or your body action is also perfect. You know, so not only that, so because of that, you are able to make other people happy too, you know, whoever around you, influenced by your appearance or speech, you know, when you're happy moment. In our life, we do experience that happen for everyone, you know. So remember that, you know. So I could say, oh, that is the bliss. Could say, understand that, the liberation, in simple way to understand. That is the liberation, you know.
Um, 同样的，我们就要问一下自己啊，这是个非常重要的问题。就是我们在思维修的时候，就其实不只是问一次了。你这样思维修，可能就要问第二次啊，第三次，直到你真的得到坚定不移的答案。所以你要问你自己，诶，从这个烦恼很深很重的烦恼中完完全全把它去除掉，这可能吗？好，这样用。其实你就如果觉得有没有可能，你就可以回想一下，有没有什么时候呢，你的烦恼或者你的负面的情绪的是没有那么深那么重的时候，就表示呢，你有没有时候是可能没有那么生气的，你的嗔心呢是没有那么重的，所以你的心里比较没有那么烦的时候，那时候呢，你是不是感到比较快乐？然后你就可以回想一下，然后比较一下。哦，并不是说你每天哦每一刻都是很快乐很高兴的过得很好的，就是有没有这样的时刻，就比较快乐的时刻。当你比较快乐的时刻，你去回想去啊，去意念的那个快乐的时刻，你的心呢会感觉比较快乐。这样呢，你所讲出来的话，从你嘴巴讲出来的话，你的语言，你身体所做出来的行为，诶，是不是比较正确的，比较合理的？这样那时候呢，你感到很快乐。像你讲出来的话，你的所做出来的行为，是否是你旁边的人也同样的感受到这样的快乐呢？啊，因为呢，如果我们内心感到快乐的话，我们其实从外表上去是可以看得到的，你可以看到那个人他讲出来的话啊，他身体啦啊，他的表情啊等等，其实我们是可以看得出来的。所以，如果你能够这样意念的话，然后这样去分析的话，诶，你可以看到其实呢是有可能你可以感到这样的快乐。如果这样快乐呢能够这样延续扩大得到一种大乐的话，就是我们讲的解脱了，有没有这样的可能呢？
So I mean we all have this experience in daily life. You know, we all have good time, bad time, happy time, unhappy time, we all have that in the life experience. So there's no need to explain so much on that. We all have the spirits, you know. So, so again, look deeply then, of course, all this came from, not from outside, you know, I mean, this all come from your own mind, you know. When your mind is happy, everything okay, you know. When your mind is not happy, everything is not okay. So that called simple way understand nirvana and samsara is like that.
所以呢，其实我们可以根据我们的日常生活做这样的思维修，去进一步深入的去分析。你看到，其实呢，我们的内心呢，如果感到快乐的话呢，我们所看到的和做的每一件事呢，你都觉得很顺心。如果呢，你的内心呢被烦恼控制的话，你的内心呢感到不快乐。我们讲，哦，我心很烦，很烦。这样你看的每一件事情呢，其实都不顺眼，它都不对的。所以呢，这就是轮回的产生了。
Okay, samsara. Huh?
修忍辱安忍啊。So, when you feel like that, you don't feel happy, is it time to practice patience?
嗯，那啊，practice what? Patience.
Patience.
啊，
嗯，很好。
So. So here, so, you know, of course, when you look this true thing, then of course, we want the happy moment. You know, we don't want the unhappy moment. You know, same for everyone, you know.
So, 所以呢，我们每个人呢，其实都是一样的。有什么事是每个人都一样呢？就是有两件事，每个人都是一样的。我们呢都希望永远得到快乐的时刻，我们都不希望呢有伤心或者不快乐的时刻。
So then of course the point is you want the happy moment. Then of course.First, understand how the happy moment happened. What is the cause of that? You know, you look deeply, of course, I mean, there could be, I mean, with compassion, you know, with love, with patience, you know, forgiveness, you know, contentment.You know, so when we have this kind of positive mind, then of course, if we have this mind, then we are more accepting and we have happy moment. You know.
在刚才讲的这两件事啊，就是我们其实呢，每个人都追求，都想追求快乐，想要得到快乐。这样我们现在问自己，这快乐呢是从哪里来的？是什么原因啊，造成我们能够得到快乐？如果我们去想一想，自己去想一想，就可以看到，如果我们的心里面呢有着悲心啊，对其他的众生有着慈心。或者是能够安忍，或者是能够原谅其他的人，或者是我们能够知足啊的，对自己所拥有的感到满足的话，如果我们都有这样的正面的心态的时候呢，其实我们的心呢是比较宽大的，是比较包容的，在这个时候呢，我们呢就很容易得到快乐。
Okay, so when you have this positive mind, I could say a virtuous mind, positive mind, a good mind, you know, when you have this in your mind. So that moment we are quite happy, happy moment, I could say that. So, so again you think carefully then why that moment you feel happy?You know.
所以当我们有这些我们所谓讲的正面的心态，或者我们讲善心，或者是有些翻译成开阔的心、当我们有这些心，这些善心的时候呢，我们的心里呢就有了快乐，就是我们感到快乐。所以我们可以进一步去思维呢，为什么那个时候我们会感到快乐？
So, for example, patience. love, compassion, respect, forgiveness. I mean, all this positive mind, when you have this in your mind. So that means your mind is more open. So I could say that your mind is more open mind, you know. You can see more, you know. So that means you have some wisdom there. Your mind is more open, able to see the object in different way, you know.
So, when we have the心里有了悲心，我们讲心里有着慈心，我们心里能够安忍，我们能够原谅他人，一个原谅的心，有个尊重别人的心的时候呢，我们讲我们的心呢是比较开阔的。我们讲比较，他心比较开阔，因为呢，你的心能够容纳不同的看法，你能够看得更远，你能够看得更深，所以呢，那时候你是比较有智慧的。 因为呢，你所看到的东西，我们讲的，我们佛法讲什么？你的所缘境，你的所缘，你所看到的东西呢，你可以看到不同，从不同的角度去看待它。
So again, when I talk about compassion, love, patience, I mean, with the reason and logic, you know, have to get the real, I mean, good compassion, I could say, yeah, good forgiveness, good patience is needed, you know. So real one, then of course you will have the wisdom, you know. So that means your mind opened it, you know. Because of that, we feel more happy.
当然我们讲到慈心、悲心啊、安忍，这些是好的心态。就是理由是什么呢？就因为当我们有了这样的心态的时候呢，就真正拥有这些心的时候呢，我们就有了智慧。为什么讲有智慧呢？因为呢，我们的心呢是比较开阔的，比较包容性的，所以呢，我们就会感到比较快乐。Okay,
so then of course you look in negative side like anger or attachment, pride or jealousy. Then all this negative emotion, you know, when come arise in our mind, you know. So that time we are disturbed, we are not happy, you know. So again, you look deeply. When there's too strong attachment or anger, pride, jealous, then of course the point is we don't have much wisdom there. That moment, our mind is become very narrow. You know, you don't see much. You just squeeze your mind into one, you know, like that. You don't see much, you know. Only this the way. You don't see other way, you know. So there's no wisdom there, you know. So that's the reason, you know, when there's no wisdom like that. So because of that, you know, we're disturbed.
所以当然我们讲到一些负面的心态，刚才讲了正面的心态，而负面的心态是什么呢？当我们的心呢生气的时候，我们讲嗔，当我们对一些东西很执着，我们有这个贪心的时候，当我们有一个共高我慢的心的时候，当我们对于别人感到妒忌的时候，等等，这些不好的不良的这个心态产生的时候呢，我们的心就烦了。 我们心里有烦恼的时候呢，其实呢，我们应该进一步去分析，去想想 诶，这些烦恼是怎样来的？这些烦恼是因为我们有很深很重的贪念，很深很重的嗔念，很深很重的我慢等等这些东西。当我们的心呢被这些深重的负面的情绪呢给蒙蔽的时候呢，我们的心呢就关起来了，我们的心就封闭了。当我们心封闭的时候呢，我们就看不到其他的东西了，其他东西你全部都看不到。你看不到的东西的时候，就是看到你想看到的那一个很狭窄的不好的东西。所以那时候呢，我们就讲我们没有智慧，我们的智慧不见了，所以这就是那个理由。所以呢，我们的心呢就感到很烦躁，我们就被烦恼啊给完全控制了。No, we are shrouded by ignorance.
What?
That means we are covered, blocked by ignorance when this happens.
Correct.
正确。
Correct.
Bagus. Yeah.Auntie Anu is saying we must have compassion, we must have love, so we must be able to embrace our differences. Yeah.
So when you understand this, you know, then of course, if you want to live happy life, if we want to live happy life, you know, then have to build up the habit of that, you know, being more patient, being more compassionate,then more love, respect, contentment, all this, you know, the positive mind behind, support by the wisdom, support by the reason, logic, you know, there's the wisdom, you know, which really behind that the wisdom, supported by the wisdom, that kind of positive mind. You know, so,develop in the mind. Then, of course, then it's not easy. Develop. Then, part of your life always habituate with this habit, you know. So, if you put effort on that, so that is possible, you know, to live happy life.
所以呢，我们应该很清楚的，应该明白刚才所讲的那个点。如果呢，我们的真的想希求能够得到快乐的生活，想要快乐的生活的话呢，我们应该积极的去培养我们的慈悲心、我们的安忍心、我们的尊重的心、我们的知足的心。因为当我们的心里面呢，有了这样的心态的话呢，我们就讲我们的智慧就生出来的，就产生了。 这样我们的智慧呢，为什么要培养这样的心？我们是用刚才所讲的那个理由，我们用理由去分析，用逻辑去分析，然后我们得到这样的结论。所以呢，我们应该，我们就看到我们是需要去培养这些正确的心态的。当然要做到这一点是非常不容易的。为什么呢？因为我们习惯跟着烦恼走，我们太习惯了。所以呢，如果我们想要真的想要希求快乐的话，这样我们看到其实这快乐是有可能的，我们是有可能能够快乐的生活着，这样呢我们就要这样积极的去培养我们的正确的心态。
So like that, so that is possible, you know, being more patient person, or more contentment, or more loving, compassionate person is possible, you know.
所以你可能会问呢，这样是不是有可能的？其实是有可能的。我们可以呢，让我们的安忍的心呢，能够升起来，让我们有更多的慈心、慈爱的心，让我们有更多的悲心，要使他们产生是绝对有可能的。
So then, like that, if, so first, of course, whether it's possible or not, again, of course, questioning oneself is the big thing. You know, questioning oneself whether that is possible or not, you know, or impossible. You know, be more compassionate, be more love, more contentment, more respectful. You know, whether this possible or not. You know, question oneself, then find out is possible. You know, can be more positive. Is possible. You know.If you find out that, then, of course, then, need to put effort to become that, you know.
所以呢，我们在我们的思维修的时候呢，我们就要不断的去问一下自己啊。我们讲说扪心自问，所以不断的问自己，这样的状态、这样的状态、这样的快乐状态是不是可能的？还是不可能的，只是佛经上自己说而已。所以这是第一个问题。如果呢，就是说我们的内心能不能产生更多的慈爱的心理，不能对别人有多一点悲心，或者能够多一点尊重其他人的心呢？或者能够知足啊，有没有所谓知足常乐的心？这样的心呢，是不是有可能？我自己有没有可能达到这样的境界？所以你自己去找答案。如果呢，你的答案是有可能，我有可能也可以哈，也可以得到这样的心量的话，如果真的觉得你的答案是有可能的话，这样你就应该积极的去修，去得到这样的心呢，去勇猛追求。
So like that, of course, and of course, for us, the positive and negative mind, when you look this too.Of course, positive mind is more difficult to arise in our mind. Much more difficult. You know. So, much more difficult. So, but it's possible. You know, not impossible to develop positive mind. Such love and compassion is possible, but more difficult to develop. If possible, then now is whether you want to put effort or not. You know. You put effort, then of course,You try, then able to develop this positive mind in the mind. Then, of course, once you develop that, of course, you have to maintain that, sustain that, make it stronger, like that, stronger. Meditate on that. Then, of course, after a while, you know, if you practice for a long time, then this then become habit or.Part of your mind, you know, so part of your life, you know, then you become, then you could say I'm compassionate, you know, once your habits become very compassionate person, you know, able to be like that is possible, you know.
在我们的内心里面呢，就有两种不同的心哦，就是有个善心或者恶心啊，它同时都存在在我们的内心里面。在我们的善心呢，其实是比较难升起的哦，那么恶的念头比较容易升起。好，这样呢，你又可以想想，虽然这善心呢是不是那么容易升起，可是有没有可能使它升起？就有没有可能让我们变得，比如说更加的慈悲啊？或者更加的有安忍，跟多一点安忍。诶，如果你这样去想的话，诶，觉得诶，这是其实是有可能的。这样有可能的话，我们就应该哦，应该尽力哈、哦，尽力这去修，让这心呢能够升起。就说我们要先去尝试了。如果你连尝试都不去尝，不去做的话，就根本不可能了。这样如果我们去尝试去让这心呢去升起的话，我们去培养去升起这样的心的话呢，就是佛经里面讲未生令其升起，这样这个心已经升起了，就要进一步去巩固它，以生令其不退转，这样的不间断的这样去修哈、啊，去修，这样经过一段的时间之后呢，你的心呢就自然而然的很容易产生这样慈悲的心呢、啊，产生这个安忍的心呢、啊，它就变成你的一部分，变成你的生活的一部分，你就会这样自然而然哈、啊，就慈悲心就会升起了啊。所以如果你能够有这样的觉受的话啊，这样你就成功了。
So like that, so when you familiarize with that, you know, you think like that, you know, then familiarize with that, that become part of your life. So then of course that, I think there's nothing really bother, you know, any outside, external object can't really disturb much in your mind, you know, any object or any other external object, what happened or how bad happened, you know, it's nothing so much, you know, to disturb your mind. You are able to live in peace, you know.
这样呢，如果你真能够这样的不断的去思维啊，这样不断的去修的话呢，这样久而久之就养成一种好习惯，这样这好习惯呢，就慢慢的成为你的生活的一部分，就成为你的一部分。这样的不论呢，那时候不论外面的东西啊，发生什么事啊，外面呢纷纷扰扰，很多很多的因缘。无论发生什么事啊，它都不会使你的烦恼的产生，你的内心呢都会很平和，不受干扰。
Okay, so that is the nirvana,
这样呢，就是我们所讲的涅槃，涅槃就是这样的境界。
Nirvana is peace. Yeah, this Nirvana is peace. When you are very peaceful, then that's it. You know.
所以呢，就佛经所讲的涅槃寂静，就是这个意思。
Even what called the press, even skyfall is still okay.
就算天塌下来啊，也不会干扰到你。
Okay. So, so again, okay, so that's why that peace is not outside. So therefore, peace is not outside. Outside cannot make you peace, you know. So when your mind is peace,then everything's okay. You know, so therefore, when you say liberation, nirvana is not outside, you know, inside, within you, you know. So, I'm just talking simple way to understand, you know. So nirvana is not outside. When your mind is peace, so you are, there is the nirvana, you know. So not somewhere to achieve like that, you know.
所以呢，当我们讲到这个内心的平和，那内心平和是相对烦恼来讲的。所以呢，内心感到平和的话呢，无论外在的东西啊，外在的世界啊，它怎么样变化，它怎么样怎么样在发生什么事呢，它都不会干扰到你的内心。所以我们就讲涅槃寂静，涅槃寂静不是寂静啊，涅槃寂静啊，今天发音有点不大对。所以这是一个非常简单的说法了，就是说涅槃呢，其实呢指的就我们内心的境界，我们内心的感觉，它的境界是怎么样的。所以说我佛教讲哦，要证得涅槃寂静了，要证得你，他并不是说哦，你要去外面找一样东西，而东西叫涅槃呢，让你去找，让你去证得。他指的其实是我们的内心，所以我们的内心平和的话呢，不受外界的干扰啊，我们就达到这样的境界了。
So like that, so one way understand that nirvana is just within you, and not.Not so far, you know, within you, you know. If you want to achieve Nirvana, just next in your mind, just there, you know. If you want Nirvana, it's just there, not so far, you know. So that means within you, you know, not outside of you. You know, Nirvana is not outside you.
所以呢，当我们讲涅槃哦，就是平和内心寂静的话呢，其实并不是讲一个很遥远的东西哦，在遥远的地方啊，它其实就在你的内心里面。所以如果你要证得涅槃寂静的话呢，它其实就在你那边，它就在，它不是远在天边，而是近在咫尺。
啊 ，simple 呀，
啊，很简单，对吗？哈哈，就在你的心里。
So I mean, we don't understand that, you know. Sometimes we think Nirvana is somewhere, you know, somewhere outside of us. But there's no Nirvana outside of yourself, you know. I'm talking about your Nirvana, yeah.
所以呢。这明白这一点呢是非常是很好的了。当我们讲涅槃寂静的时候呢，有些人就讲哦，可能呢是在外面哦去找啊哈，不能要不要坐飞机？可是呢，涅槃呢其实呢是在我们的心里。这个涅槃呢指的是你自己证得的涅槃呢，不是别人的。
So this is extremely important, you know, so to sit down and contemplate on that, you know.
所以呢，这些其实都是上师讲很简单的了，坐下来呢思维就可以了。
And whether you stand up or you sit down or you lie down the bed, doesn't matter, you know.
而且其实也不一定要坐下来了，可以是站啊，或可以坐啦，甚至可以是躺下来啊，也可以这样去思维的
啊。So
So we should check our mind every day until our new sleep.
Correct. Huh?
对，每一天哦。
Whatever she says is correct.
你所说的都正确，每一样都正确。
Yeah, she really say all the good things. She say correct, you know. Huh? She ask question also very good question. Huh? Very good. Also, I mean, she read, she think. Huh?What she says is good, correct.
所以呢，安迪亚妞说的呢都很正确啊。他问的问题呢也很好啊，他说的也很对。因为呢，他有时常去看书啊，然后他去想啊，看了他会去想，然后会问问题。
修什么？
She is saying that we must recognize all sentient beings as our mothers.
Correct. Correct. It's very good advice, and you must listen what she said. Lady.
所以我们要注意听她讲的话。
谢谢你。
Thank you.
아딱가르는So here's the point is. If you want peace, you want happy, you want happiness, you know, long-lasting happiness. Of course, then only is to develop the positive mind. You know, there's no other way. You know, generate this positive mind and familiarize, you know, and become part of your life, you know. So this is the way to achieve the peace and happiness, you know.
所以呢，刚才所讲的这一些呢，这一大段呢的重点呢，其实如果我们真的希求啊内心的平和，真的想要追求快乐，这里讲的快乐是永久的快乐，永久都得到快乐的话呢，这样呢，我们就要积极的去升起啊，我们正面的心态，我们就要不断去思维去修，我们讲串习，我们要时常的去串习，让这样正面的心态呢，成为我们自己生活的一部分。这样呢，我们才有希望，才有可能啊，挣得或得到这样的平和，这样的快乐。
So then, if we able to live like that, our life, for this life, you know. So then, of course, then there's the we create less negative karma, you know. If we live like that, our life, in happy life, in positive mind, then we create less negative karma. We harm less to other. We harm less to ourselves, you know.
所以如果我们能够这样呢，这一生呢，能够这样的去思维，去修这样的精进的去生活的话呢，这样我们所造作的恶业呢，就会自然而然的减少，这样呢，我们就可以得到快乐的生活。因为呢，我们有这个正面的心态的话呢，我们不会或者就会减少对其他众生造成的伤害。如果我们减少对其他众生造成的伤害，而同时呢，我们也会减少对自己的伤害，这样我们所积累的恶业呢就会减少。
So like that, you know, then, and so if you live like that, your life, entire life like that, of course, then, you know, so even time of the death, the point is time of the death, you know.Your very, very peaceful death. You know, you don't feel any regret living your life. You know, you don't feel that. You know, when you time of death, recognizing I'm dying like that, then time of death, you remember how you live your life in love, compassion, you know, peaceful life, then not harming other, not harming yourself, you know, very, very happy life like that.You know, always caring, loving in the mind. Then, of course, one day we have to die. So time after that, yeah. I mean, there's some kind of joy, joyful mind arises in the mind. you know, I live my, how I live worthwhile to live. You know. So that definitely arises, you know, time after death.
像我们这一生呢，如果这样的精进呢，这样的去活下去的话呢，当这一生结束的时候，当死亡来临要发生的时候呢，我们的内心呢就会感到一种平和。为什么呢？因为我们不会对我们这一生呢感到后悔，我们这一生所做过的事呢，我们也不会后悔。 因为我们意念，我们想起，哎，这一生呢，我们都是本着慈悲、慈爱的心呢，就正念的心态呢去过活。我们尽量呢，没有不要去伤害其他的人，所以呢，我们也没有伤害到自己，因为我们对别人呢总是怀着慈悲的心、慈爱的心，这样的去活。所以我们就这样的。 过了这一生的话呢，死亡来临的时候，我们的心呢会感到一种快乐，因为你会觉得，哎，我这一生其实还过得不错。
So like that, so you live like that, you know, happy life, you know, creating less negative karma. You die with peaceful life, with a happy moment. You die with a happy moment, happy mind, like that. Then, of course, if there is future life, you know, if we believe future life, then, of course, because how you live your life, you know, with this positive mind, you have this habit of being compassion, love, like that. Then, of course, if there's another, when you take rebirth, any kind of rebirth you take, then of course the continuation of the habit will continue, you know. So like that, so that means, so next rebirth, you will do exactly same, better than this life. From young, you know, when you're able to talk, able to do something, because of your habituation in the past, so immediately, nobody need to teach you. You know, immediately from your, just the feeling come out. You know, able to help, able to do something, always contentment, you know, always caring, you know. So this will, by the way, I mean it will happen, you know, because of the same continuation of the mind is caring. This habituation or energy of the past carry to the future, you know.
So, you know, 如果我们这一生呢能这样快乐的活着的话，我们当死亡的发生的时候，我们也能够快乐的死去。 所以呢，因为在快乐在死亡发生的时候呢，我们没有任何的遗憾了，哦，所以因为我们过得很好，所以呢，我们就能快快乐乐的去死亡。这样呢，如果有来生的话，如果我们相信呢还有下一生的下一生的话，就这一生完了还有下一生的话，这样呢，因为我们这一生呢是以正确的心态，有正面的心态啊去活的。 这样呢，我们当死亡发生，下一生我们要去受生的时候呢，这样正面的心呢，它的一种能量啊，就会延续下去。因为我们所这一生所积累的所有的习惯呢，所有的新的产生呢，就会就这样相续延续下去，延续到下一生去。 如果你相信有来生，所以呢，如果有下一生的时候呢，你这种正面的心态呢，也会跟着继续下去。所以呢，下一生你从小的时候呢，啊，你因为过去生的习气啊，这习惯我们叫习气，你不需要别人跟你讲，也不需要别人教你，你的正面的心态呢，就会自然的升起。所以呢，你的下一生呢，肯定就可以过得你比这一生更加好。 因为你从小呢就有这个正面的能量，所以呢你从小呢就很知足啊，你从小呢就有这个慈爱的心呢，很容易呢去关怀呀，去关心其他的人，自然而然的升起。为什么呢？这是因为过去生的这种正能量。 储存在你的心相续里面，再延续下去。
So like that, so therefore, you know what I mean, the liberation, enlightenment, you know, is possible, you know.
所以呢，这正能量这样延续下去，有没有可能一直扩大？当然，所以你可以以这样的方式呢，不断去修的话，你就能够证得解脱。就解脱轮回，你甚至可以证得佛的果位。
So now, this is the positive result of the positive mind is like that. You know, then you look the.Result of the negative mind, such as attachment, anger, jealous, all this negative mind, you know. So, I mean, when this arises in our mind, you know, maybe beginning, maybe you don't really recognize whether they're disturbed or not, you know. But after a while, you recognize that.That disturb your mind. You know, you recognize that.
So, 呢，这就是我们所讲的正面的心态呢，所带来的正面的果报。像同样的，我们负面的心态，比如说我们的烦恼啊，它同样的它所带来的果报呢是恶的果报啊。比如说呢，我们的烦恼升起的时候呢，贪啊、嗔痴慢疑啊等等，这些负面的心态在我们的内心升起的时候呢，我们的烦恼就产生了。可能它这些烦恼刚开始哦，它的阶段刚开始升起的阶段呢，我们的心呢。没有那么敏锐，所以我们没有察觉到。可是呢，如果这个烦恼慢慢的加强的话呢，不久呢，我们心就觉得很烦躁，我们就发觉到了。
So then, when you are, you know, I mean, this is the attachment or anger, you know, arise in your mind. Then you don't take care.That negative mind, you know, just let arise. You know, you don't think anything, oh, just arise one after another, you know. You don't take care of them. Then let them arise, you know, again and again, again and again like that. This is like you are doing like almost like familiarizing your mind with the anger or attachment like that.You know, become part of your mind. You know, then after a while, then of course you don't care at all. You know, let it be like that. You know, then just do this, live in this habit, you know, your life like that, you know, every daily life you become like that, part of your life, you know. Then always then, this.Unhappy and difficult, you know. Then even a small object, actually nothing, big issue there, but even a small thing does then blow up your mind. You know. So then again, so much unhappy like that.
所以当我们的贪嗔痴啊这些烦恼升起的时候，如果我们不去管它，就说哎，算了啦，它升起就让它升起，你不管它。这样你烦恼一个接一个升起，它是会不断相续的那个升起的时候，这样你不去管它，就你就很习惯哦，就让这升起啊，就烦啊，这升起啊，烦啊，气啊等等，这样你变成好像是你在串习这个烦恼，这样久了之后就被习惯成自然。 那习惯成自然以后，你就自然就会烦，那就会生气啊等等。所以经过一段的时日哦，经过一段的时日，你全部完全不去管它的话，它就养成了很难很坚固的坏习惯。在经过的坏习惯养成之后呢，你就会常常感到烦恼，你会常常感到不快乐，你会觉得啊，怎么这么难呢？什么东西这样难做？这样，所以呢，就算是一件很小很小的事情呢，你会感到很烦，你会内心把它当作是很重要、很烦的一件大事，所以呢，就很容易，非常容易感到不快乐。
So then, I mean, the point is that, you know, because of that, you know, again and again, you don't take care, just become habituation with that kind of mind. Then, you know, this become part of your life. So, you know, then physically also that not pleasant, verbally also not really what called. Not pleasant, or can say that, I don't know. Bubbly also not nice, you know. Then your appearance also doesn't look nice. You know, then you live your life like that, you know, harming yourself and harm others, you know. All in trial life, if we live like that, you know, we don't want to change, you know, just let it be, you know. I am like that, you know, just let it be like that. No, I can't change like that. We become like that, you know, because of our habit, you know.
所以呢，当这个烦恼一直升起，我们不去制止它，不去调伏它，这样我们就让它一个接一个升起呢，这样我们就好像在不断的串习这个烦恼，让它成为一种习惯，这样养成习惯，久而久之呢，就变成你的生活的一部分了。所以变得很自然了，所以呢，我就变成一种习气。佛教讲变成习气，这样呢，当这个烦恼很自然在你生活升起的时候呢，你的嘴巴讲出来的话呢，一开口啊，就可能令人感到很厌恶了。这样你的身体状况可能也不太好，在你的外观呢，别人看到你的脸的时候呢，都会感到不开心，它会影响到你的身口意。所以呢，如果你是这样啊，选择这样的过活的话呢，你对自己啊会造成伤害，你会伤害到自己。当然，你周边的人，生活在你旁边的人呢，也会受到伤害。如果呢你自己不想啊，你不想去做任何改变，你讲，哎呀，我就是这样咯，啊，所以呢就变成一种习惯了，真的就没有办法了，没有人能够救了。
So same thing, you know, entire life live like that, then, you know, then harm yourself so much, harming others so much, like that, then, of course, end of the day when you die, same thing.There's no peace in the mind. Time of death, so much disturbance, you know. You remember all those harm you have done for others, you know. And how you are unhappy your entire life. How much you harm others, you know. There's some kind of regret, time of death, you know. Somehow, some way, you know. You remember that, you know.So much unhappy like that, then die with unhappy mind. You know, like that.
所以如果你选择就这样过了你的一生的话，这样呢，你其实是在伤害自己啊，最重要的是你在伤害自己，当然你伤害了别人。所以当你这一生结束啊，当死亡发生在你身上，当你要死掉的时候，你的心呢其实是不得安宁的，你会感到很烦躁，会被烦恼包围。为什么呢？因为在死亡的时候，那一刻发生的时候呢，是很奇怪的，每个人都会突然间意念起你这一生发生的事，所以呢，你就会想起，诶，你对别人所造成的各种伤害就在你的脑海里播出来了。所以呢，你会觉得，哎呀，我怎么过了这个不快乐的一生，而且又伤害到这么多其他的人。 所以那时候呢，你的心里会产生一种懊悔，一种后悔的心理，哦，因为呢，你就这样哦，浪费掉了你的这一生，所以呢，你死的时候呢，你就死得很不开心，很不快乐的。
So like that. So then, of course. So then, then you talk about the future life. You know, if there's no future life, then different. If there's future life, then what kind of rebirth you take, you know, it depends how you live your present life. So you live with this kind of unhappy mind, with this kind of habit.In trial life, you live this kind of unhappy life, you know, with negative emotion, then die with unhappiness, then that will carry on in the future life, you know, always from young time, you know, you just disturb your mind, you know, so much just anger, immediately, you know, young time anger just arise in your mind, all negative emotion, easy to arise.In the mind, from young time, your mind is already disturbed. You know, then your whole environment is like that. Then so much suffering. You know, then of course, then like that, then continuation of that kind of bad habit from life to life. You know, like that, worse and worse, worse and worse like that. Then that's impossible. You know, certain level is impossible to come back.You know, develop positive mind. You know.
所以呢，但我们可以想想，如果我们的心呢是这样的，我们置之我们烦恼不管的话，这样死亡那一刻发生的时候呢，会发生什么事？当然，我们讲，哎呀，如果没有未来生的话，如果没有未来生的话，当然没有问题了，因为这生完了就完了。如果真的有未来生，或者有可能有未来生的话，哎，这样你要问自己了：如果我心这样烦了，过了这样烦，烦恼不断的话，就去。但死亡发生了，我下一生要去哪里？哦，我要去哪里？我就问自己。这样，如果我们的心是有烦恼控制，不快乐的话，而且我们养成很多不良的习气，这样的习气呢，在我们的心呢延续，从这一生会延续，这样这一生死的时候不快乐，这心呢相续就延续到下一生去的话，这样下一生会怎么办呢？它会发生什么事？让我们去想象一下下一生。在下一生，如果我们头上还是人的话，我们从小，哎，我们就觉得，哎，为什么我就感到很容易很烦，心很容易有烦，很容易就有烦恼产生，而且很小很小的事情，我也很容易就很生气了，因为呢，我延续了上一生的那个负面的能量，把它带到这一生来了。这样，甚至呢，因为过去生的那个习气和造业，所以可能我生活的环境，我家里的那个环境呢，也可能是很容易而让我的烦恼产生的。所以呢，你就很容易感受到痛苦、不快乐的事，你很容易感到痛苦。如果这状况这样延续下去的话，你要想想，多一生，多一生，再多多一生，再多一生，多一个，多一个，再多一个生。这样你深深下去的话呢，这样你一直延续这样的不快乐，这样负面的能量的话，这样我真的要解脱，要跳出来，让你的善心能够升起呢，可能就可能完全不可能了。
So like that, so, So therefore, when you say samsara, it's not outside somewhere there, again, just inside your mind. You know, samsara is just there, you know.
所以当我们说轮回啊，就一生一生又这样的，哦， 受苦的话，我们讲轮回。这个轮回呢，不是在外面某一种东西、某个地方啊。这个轮回呢，是在我们的内心里面。
说，说点不说。So here, as you can see that when you have this positive mind, love, compassion, or patience, you know, all this positive mind, you know, supported by the wisdom, when you have this positive mind, then present life is safe, happy, time of the death is happy, next life is happy rebirth. You know, you get so much benefit, you know.
所以从这正面和反面这两个例子呢，刚才我们的上师解释了，我们可以了解到，如果呢我们心呢有正的念头的话，有善心的话呢，就比如说我们有这个慈爱心啊，会关怀别人啊，慈悲心啊，有这个安忍心等等啊，你可以看到这些心呢，其实经过我们的分析啊，它其实是有智慧的，它是有智慧的能量的。如果我们去分析如理啊，如理作意去分析的话呢，我们得到这善的信念，培养这善的信念，我们可以看到我们这一生呢，其实会过得很安全，好，我们过得很快乐，很安全。怎么讲安全呢？因为这一生呢，我们烦恼比较少，我们伤害比较少，快乐比较多。这样下一生呢，我们可以继续延续下去，我们可以投生到善道去。哦，就投身为继续为人啊，天人啊等等，这样呢，我们可以继续得到快乐，继续让快乐不断的延续。所以呢，我们可以看到这个善的心念呢，带给我们的利益是很大的。
So like that, the same thing with the negative emotion, you know, all this negative mind, the deluded mind, anger, attachment, jealous, whatever the pride, this mind then.Again, same thing. So miserable this life, you know. So not only that, time of the death, also so much unhappy there. Then again, then next rebirth will be unhappy rebirth like that.
所以呢，这是善的信念。那反过来啊，我们分析思维修的时候，要正反两面呢，全部都思维到完。所以呢，我们反过来说，我们负的信念呢，我们不好的心态啊，比如说贪的心啊、嗔的心啊、我慢的心啊等等哦，这些烦恼我们叫烦恼，因为这些心升起的时候呢，我们心会觉得很烦，所以我们叫烦恼。所以如果我们有这些烦恼，它在我们的心里不断的滋长。滋生的话，我们这一生呢会过得很痛苦。这样让它延续啊，不去管它，放任不管的话，它延续下去，它就影响到我们死亡的那刻发生的时候，我们会死得很不开心。这不开心的能量又带到我们的下一生去，所以呢，下一生呢，我们也会感到不快乐。所以呢，我们就这样延续、延续、延续，一直感到不快乐。
So like that, so the point is here, so build up the positive mind, develop positive mind, then familiarize with that positive mind, then live your life with this positive mind, part of your mind, you know, make this habit for your life, a positive mind, you know, so this, then in this way, then of course you reduce the negative mind, you know. When you live this positive mind, your habit, your life, you know, part of your life, live like that, then this negative mind, the opposite of that, you know. So it will be less, reduce, so like that, you know, doesn't manifest, reduce like that.
所以呢，我们这边呢，我们就要这样的去分析思维之后呢，我们就可以得到一个结论呢，就是我们应该呢去积极的、去精进的、去追求培养我们的善的心念呢，哦，让我们的心念呢、善的心念能够 产生出来，然后能够进一步巩固。所以呢，这样去做、去思维的话，我们就是去串习这个善心。因为呢，我们相信呢，这个善的信念哈、可以给我们带来快乐。所以我们要使它发生，我们使自己呢过得快乐。这样呢，这个善的信念呢，是相对来说是和恶的信念是相对的。这样，我们的善的信念呢，更多的话，我们恶的那个信念呢就会减少。这样呢，我们尽量哈、使它善的信念呢，在我们这一生里面不断的滋长，让我们的恶的信念呢，能够减少，或者是呢，不会显现。这样我们的痛苦呢也会跟着减少，我们快乐呢就会增多。
Okay, that's all for today. 啊，
所以今天呢就讲到这里。
啊 ，next week after, yeah. I don't know. Next week.
Not
this class, yeah? Afternoon.
Afternoon.
Next week, afternoon, 1:30 class, yeah? Not morning, yeah.
所以下一堂课呢，我们继续讲。我们好像还没有讲，还没有讲完这个第五个寄送，好像刚开始讲而已。好，所以下个星期，是下午1:30，我们继续讲第五个寄送。
Dedication prayer. Yeah.
好，现在我们做回向，回向比较大的法本，第32面。好，需要戴眼镜的，赶快拿眼镜出来戴。32面，对，啊，愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面。勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向。正如一切30善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普行贤我亦如是，将此善根各个皆回向。谢谢大家，下个星期下午1:30在这里。后个星期好像就是我们的药师佛法会了，啊，后个星期，啊，后个星期，对不起。